Get ready to elevate your knowledge with Strata Life Podcast, the place where you should go to learn and get inspired on all matters strata.
Welcome back to Strata Life Podcast by Rochelle Castro. Today's episode, I'd like to talk to you about how a strata community could manage residents' misbehavior. There are four key steps in dealing with residents' misbehavior. Some of these misbehavior would include, but not limited to, of course, things being thrown around from the balcony that would put in danger others whilst using the common property, too much noise from another apartment or unit, mess being left on common property that could cause damage to common property, blocking or obstructing the use of common property. Sometimes even smell emanating from someone's unit where it's not well kept. But there's a way. There are four steps that I'd like you to take note of in this episode. Four steps that the strata community could do in respect of dealing with residents' misbehavior. Step one is review and determine the relevant rule or bylaw of the strata community in respect of a misbehavior. If one does not exist, the strata community should consider creating that special rule or bylaw. Once identified which rule or bylaw, second step is to create, if one does not yet exist, a policy, which is a step-by-step procedure on dealing with complaints about misbehavior of residents. The policy should be reviewed from time to time and should be determined on the different steps. Step-by-step procedure that both the strata community and the manager who is actually taking action on behalf of the strata community when it comes to dealing with complaints about residents' misbehavior. Third step is, within that policy, determine what steps to take. Is this issue relating to the resident misbehavior, is it a phone call first that should be done? Or is it a courtesy letter? Or is it appropriate to issue a letter of demand? Or is it appropriate to issue a breach notice? Depending on the gravity, the seriousness, and the repetition, if it's a recalcitrant offender who's been doing it from time to time and it's causing significant impact on other residents, it's important to determine what steps to take. And sometimes it's better to pick up a phone call. Maybe it's not appropriate. Maybe it's appropriate to issue a breach notice. But definitely the third step is determine what steps to take in respect of alerting the offender about the complaint that's been addressed about the alleged misbehavior. And finally, number four, determine when to go legal or when to issue legal proceedings. It's appropriate for the strata community to determine when to get legal advice, expert advice, and gather all the evidences if it's the strata community who would take action in respect of enforcing the rules. So there are ways to deal with the misbehavior of residents. It's absolutely, absolutely important that both the strata manager and the strata community understand the steps that it ought to take in the event that complaints are raised about residents' misbehavior. Please like, share this content and the podcast with your friends, your family, and the strata community and colleagues so that they could also enjoy and appreciate living in a strata community. Until next time, my name is Rochelle Castro. See you here in Strata Life Podcast.